Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hi. This is Shirley Ajayi, and this is the Shirley Ajayi Show. Today's topic is, I have a mukbang show, an eating show on YouTube, and we're going to talk about it a little bit. Just a little bit. Anyway, let's see if we can get a little music going first. Who knows? We might can and we might can't. Let's see. Well, that look like we can. Okay, anyway, that was intro Shake It Baby by Abe Loggins and family, if you heard any of it. Anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about my eating show on YouTube, Too Hungry to Cry. I started the show, I started the idea of the show about 2 years ago. I came up with the title of it, Too Hungry to Cry, and then it took me a while to decide if it was, going to be on YouTube or where it would be. So finally, I decided it would be on YouTube. The problem with YouTube is that I first got on there as an actress. I helped a young lady out who was in her 40s, and she was doing her show, and she had this little saying on her show, little intro. So I did her little intro for her, and that's how I found out how it goes, how they do, and the things you have to do and the things that you can't do on YouTube. It's not like, other places. But YouTube will eventually pay you. They will monetize you, if you follow the rules and et cetera, et cetera. However, you have to have like 1,000, I think, subscriptions, and something like 10,000, views or something like that, between 4,000 and 10,000 or more views before you even get even a little check. So you have to build up your audience. Anyway, so I've been on there, and I did mostly – I have a thing where I do meatless shows, or I do shows where we eat, chicken or fish or something like that. And on the meatless shows, I went to Burger King. I tried the Impossible Burger. I've talked about trying the other things so far. I haven't tried the chicken, with the meatless chicken at KFC yet, but I am going to do that. But in the midst of all that, they started with this chicken war thing between Popeyes and Chick-fil-A. Now, I've been to Chick-fil-A, and I've eaten their chicken, and it's pretty good. And I've been to Popeyes, and I've eaten their chicken, and it's good. But I think it's the sauce and the amount of crunchiness that the Popeye's chicken sandwich has. They use the chicken breasts. So I haven't gone there yet. I was trying to wait till all the fighting stopped. It was unbelievable. There was even this thing where this guy jumped into the window where the takeout window, person was and started fighting with her, and then they pulled him out of there. Security pulled him out of there. I mean, it has been crazy. People have been fighting each other, hitting each other with stuff just to taste chicken. Chicken now. We ain't talking about shrimps or lobster or expensive steaks or nothing like that. We're talking about chicken, you know. And then I went and I started talking about the fact that when I was a kid, I used to be on a farm in the summer. And during this time, I learned all about chickens. And I saw that chickens ate worms. And so I decided when I grew up, I wasn't going to eat no chicken. Okay, now I was a kid. I was like between what grade? I don't know. Fifth grade, maybe between fourth and fifth grade, or third and fifth grade, somewhere in there. Anyway, so being on that farm in the summertime taught me a lot about animals, where food comes from, and blah, 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 blah. You know, so I understood all of that. You know, and I picked up some enemies, too, while I was on YouTube, as well as friends. You know, you get your friends, and then you get your, there are a lot of jealous females, and then you get your enemies. You know, you're getting enemies. Why they want to be my enemy, and I'm a grandma of five, I do not know, and I don't care. What I'm just saying is that everybody can start a channel on there, just about anybody. You know, and some people get all the way up there. And the young lady that I did the intro from, she just happened to make it all the way to being a millionaire being on there. Within, I think, a year and a half, she did that. So that's her. That's what she did, and her family helped her. Her husband had a channel, man in the house. Her kids had a channel. It's Darius, the channel I was on. It's Darius Fruit Mukbang. I did the intro for that. And also Delvin. And then they had one with Delvin and Nicole, his partner. And then her, you know, she had her show on there too. So anyway, she's got this sauce called Smackalicious. And I think you can order it from Amazon. You know, that's what her show was based on, the fact that she had this delicious sauce that you can use for seafood or chicken or whatever you want to use it for. And so that's basically what that was about. And so that's why it was easier for her to become a millionaire, you know, understand what I'm saying? Because she had a product, than for other people that don't have products, and they just happen to like her product. Okay, she likes a lot of spices and stuff in her product. But my thing was based on the fact that I was trying to get people to read my book, and eventually my book made into a movie, and that's Aura the Ebony Princess. So I was just trying to make friends, working from that perspective, work out, reach out into the public in a different way, in a different setting. Plus, I was working with also whatever other projects that I had going, I would mention on the show too. So Too Hungry to Cry, I mean, it's based on my life. And my life when I was a little girl, sometimes we didn't have food, and our landlord would feed us. I remember he would feed us sardines and Jewish crackers because he was Jewish. And sometimes that was all we had to eat, okay? So on one of the shows I did do sardines, I did fish and chips, sardines, and barbecue chips because I love chips. But I was also watching my weight at the same time. I had a little program where we were exercising for older people and dancing, because I've been dancing, you know, I don't know how long. I started dancing professionally with Chaka Khan back in the, what was that, late 60s? Yeah, late 60s, when I was a teen. So I was balancing it with what I should eat and what I couldn't eat, because I have some enormous allergies. You know, I'm allergic to a lot of stuff. I'm allergic to eggs. I'm allergic to meat, at least the beef and the pork. You know, I don't know what they put on it. I have to have organic foods. You know, I have to, in some cases, I have to be a vegan. I cannot eat certain things. Sometimes certain things, even in the butter, affects me. So I have to be vegan in that way. Cheese don't bother me that bad as long as I don't have a lot of it. Okay, so these things you have to look for, too, when you do a diet, you know, or when you're doing a food show. because on some of the shows some people can eat anything and they eat enormous amounts of food. I don't recommend that. I'm sorry, because the stomach does not, and the colon, you have to think about that. But I do recommend eating healthy and enjoying what you eat. That was the major thing. So, but being too hungry to cry is from having a lack as a child growing up in a household where we, sometimes didn't have food because, of the situation of my mother and stepfather. Other than that, it's a decent show, and you can let kids listen to some parts of it, most of it, So it's a children-friendly show, and it's, for whoever want to listen to it. But anyway, it has really shown me a lot about people in terms of food, in terms of family, and in terms of knowledge or lack thereof, and also in terms of controlling your eating and eating disorders. And a lot of eating disorders are based on the fact of sexual assault, which is in my case. I was sexually assaulted, I don't know if you know, by a Nobel Prize winner, the former Secretary General of the United Nations, Kofi Annan. He sexually assaulted me in 1980 when I was 30 years old, and that's like 39 years ago or something like that almost. So, but I used to have nightmares and dreams about it, but I had rape therapy for 2 years. Like I said, I didn't put that in my book, but I did put about the rapes that occurred to me when I was a kid, when I was a teen. So it seemed to be, I know Tyler Perry said he was raped 3 times in his life. I said, so was I. But if you count molestation too, there would be more, because I don't know. People just, like I just wrote to somebody on something about, I saw this picture called Fast Colors, and the theory was if it's broken, it will stay broken. And I feel that way about pedophiles. If they get broke, they start doing pedophilia activities, you cannot fix that. You cannot fix them. You can try, but you cannot fix them. They will continue to do that. They will continue to do that. So I'm hoping that people don't go down that path the first place, But anyway, this is Shirley Ajayi, and you can contact me at the Aura Show at Gmail, and that's theauraShow at gmail.com. Okay? If you would like to talk more about it or know some of the things that I do, and you can read Aura, the Ebony Princess, at Amazon.com, BarnesandNobles.com, and ArthurHouse.com. Aura, the Ebony Princess. Until then, Odiba, see you later. Go shake it, baby. Go shake it, baby. Go shake it, baby. Slow it down now.